بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we touched on making intentions, which we call niyat. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إنما الأعمال بالنيات, that all a'mal and actions are based upon the intentions. وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى, and whatever a person intends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him accordingly. So from this hadith we learn that a person has to make first of all a niyat for his life. What is the intention of my life? And accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him in regards to his life. But this is a very broad intention. What is the intention of my life? Which many of us haven't made this intention, whether it be men, whether it be the women, with the husband, with the wife, with the parents, with the children. What is the intention of our life? If you ask the young children also, what is the intention of your life? What do you want to do? Very rarely you will hear that I want to please Allah. I want to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The child also has been programmed. What do you want to do in life? I want to become so and so. I want recognition. I want people to see me. I want to make money. I want to be successful. So the intention of life, we should be teaching our children and ourselves that we are here as slaves of Allah to please Allah. This is the intention of my life. So very broad intention that we are here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then for husband and wife to sit together and to ask the wife also, what is your intention of living with me? And wait for the reply also, whether she made the intention, that the intention of living with you is just as we are designing our home, our bedroom, our bathroom, our kitchen, our future, designing our holidays. We have a bucket list. More than that, my intention with you or my husband is that I can make my jannat. I can make my qabr. That I will assist you, you will assist me. But the children also, this is our intention. As a father, I want to design your qabr more than your bedroom and more than your life and your future. Your real future is the qabr. And the qabr is called sunduqul amal, a box of a'mal and actions. That as a father, I will assist you, so the day you close your eyes and you go into the qabr, you will thank me. And as a father also, you will assist me and make it easy for me. Oh my children, oh my parents, oh my wife. Make it easy for me also to plan my qabr. So to sit together as a family, now especially at the beginning of the academic year, secular year, madrasa year, that what is the intention of the year ahead? Because I don't know whether I will see next Ramadan, already Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan. So what is the intention of our lives? Why are we here together as a family? And that family that intends the harvest of the akhirat of Jannat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Nazid lahu fi harthi. We will increase them in their harvest. Those that will make the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the chit-chat at home. That most talk on the table and in family time is about akhirat, about a'mal, about salah, Quran, dhikr, akhirat, jannat, jahannam. We concern about these things about our family. And ulama say the harsh reality, if we don't talk about this in our homes, then it should not be that when I go into my qabr and I haven't spoken about qabr and akhirah to my children, they don't have time to read Fatiha for me, to come to the qabristan, to make dua for me. And most probably my grandchildren will walk past my qabr, they won't even know who's buried over here. The other reality ulama say that how much I can do in my lifetime for myself. Example is given, the father may have 100,000 rand, 1,000,000 rand, 5,000,000 rand. And with that amount of money he can dig 5 boreholes, 10 boreholes for himself, for his qabr, sadqa jariya for himself. Do it now. But we all say I'm working for my children. And here also they say the reality, how many parents left behind for them a big bank balance to start them off in life. Most of us will say we came up hard, alhamdulillah, Allah is very kind. But I'm working for my children, and what happens most probably they get spoiled. But I have this fear, what will happen to them? What happened to me? Allah Ta'ala opened the way, alhamdulillah. We worked, we made dua to Allah, came to the masjid, had some tawakkul, Allah opened the way. But now we have this anxiety about the children, what will happen to them? They have their own rosy also written out for them. So how much I can do for myself in my lifetime? One couple mentioned recently, and outwardly don't look very deeni inclined. But speaking to the brother, then he says, Mufti Sahib, every year my wife and I celebrate our anniversary. In Sharia they don't celebrate anniversaries. Our celebration is Eid, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, Ramadan. But he caught me off guard and he says, how we celebrate our anniversary, my wife and I, we sit at home and we see how many projects we can invest in for that day. We can do borehole so many every year. So we sit on our phones, my app is open, her app is open. This is our anniversary. How many poor people, how many boreholes in this village, in that country? Because the whole year we ate, we went out, we did the holiday, what's more to do in dunya? Let's make our qabr together. Let's make our akhirah. At least this we can do. They say from our pocket money, alhamdulillah, we do so many boreholes every year. That's our anniversary, so to say. So here ulama say, don't wait for the children to do it. Person has 5 children he left behind, and for example, he left behind 5 million rand. The reality is those 5 children will get together, and they will say, Papa, Abba passed away, let's put some money together and make one borehole for him. So before they make one borehole for you, make your 5 boreholes already, for your sadqah jariya. Because we have no guarantee how much deen we put in the children and remind them of akhirat and qabr. Accordingly, inshallah, Allah will put in their heart to do something for the parents. And together with that, they say, don't forget about our grandparents and our great-grandparents also. Whoever came into deen first, what du'as they made at Baytullah, at Madinah Munawwara and Arafat for their children and progenies, we are the barakat of those du'as. We might not know who they were, but we can make dua for them with the hope, Ya Allah, generations down will make dua for us also. Shouldn't be that we sit in the qabr and nobody sending anything whatsoever. Everything is just quiet. We are just forgotten about. I didn't make any deeni effort also. I didn't make any plans for my sadqa jariya. I had no intention of akhirat. No intention of going to the qabr. And when I come here, now the bank balance is closed. And we know how many a person, when he comes to the bank balance, and he wakes up in the morning, and he opens the phone, and he sees finally the EFT came through. The smile that comes on the face, my day became brightened. Finally he paid the account. The joy that comes in the heart when you see that EFT early in the morning. So too in the qabr, we're waiting for that EFT to come through. The light must carry on. Whether it be the children, whether they be our spiritual children, going out in the path of Allah, giving the da'wah, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose life changed, who came onto deen. All these are niyats of life. For myself, for the wife, for the children, that this was called a neutral dariya of qiyamah. So ulama say, first you make the intention of life. What's the intention of my life right now? That intention of the life will come out on the supper table, on the dastar khan, what we're talking with the children. So when there's talk of deen, Allah says, we will increase your dunya and akhirat. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. And those that will intend the harvest of dunya only. There's no talk of deen, there's no talk of akhirat, of qabr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the universe says, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. We will give them a bit of dunya. They won't get everything, whatever they want. They won't get everything. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And in akhirat there'll be no share for them. So dunya they'll just get a bit of it, and in akhirat they'll get nothing. So the intention of our life, what's the intention of our lives? Accordingly we will take this back home. Then we come, as we started yesterday, the intentions of the masjid. When we come to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we make these niyats. Before we come back to this also, that is a very broad intention. Then ulama say, every morning when we wake up, make the intentions for the day. As we make our niyats, intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us and give us accordingly. If he just woke up in the morning as a believer, as a Haritha radiallahu anhu, in the riwayat of Hayatul Sahaba, which we read every Friday night after Isha in Masjid-e-Hilal, where these riwayat and ahadith have been read, and we learn from their lives how to lead our lives. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ يَا حَارِثَ وَحَارِثَ, how do you feel this morning? Look at his reply. His reply already was connected to Akhirat. أَصْبَحْتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا, O Nabi of Allah, I am passing this morning in a condition of real and true iman. He understood the question was about my spiritual life, not my physical health. Sahaba-e-Karam, this was the connection. This is how I should be also in my home. How's everyone this morning? Alhamdulillah, we read Yasin, we read our Fajr. Not that now I need a massage, I need a personal trainer, I need this. All this on his place. But the real thing is about iman. So how did he spend your morning? The reply was, my iman is intact, alhamdulillah, I can see the people of Jannah, the people of Jahannam. My iman is in the unseen already. Then Allah Ta'ala says, that type of a person, I'll increase him in dunya and akhirat, I will give him the harvest. He can enjoy himself. So every morning, ulama say, when we wake up, in our movement and motions of wudu, coming to the masjid, to start making the intentions for the day. And a broad intention also, Ya Allah, give me such a day today that I live in your obedience and save me from your disobedience. So make the intention already accordingly, your amal will be based upon it, Allah will treat you accordingly. One young person came and asked that, I get off very late from work every day, can't make it for Asr namaz, I got dhuhr to make also. So advice was given, make the intention in the morning, Ya Allah, by Asr time I want to be in the masjid, put barakat in my time. The very day we meet him after Asr in the masjid making dhuhr, by how you made it today. So he says, by Zuhr time, I thought my work won't finish. Went for Zuhr, renewed my intention, in 1-2 hours, I can't imagine my work got done, I got off early today, I'm in the masjid. So just to make that niyat, Allah Ta'ala will treat accordingly. But in our minds, there's a lot of work today, lot of work, I'm going to finish late. So Allah says accordingly, if you think you're going to finish late, it'll happen so. But if I make the niyat that today is my gush, today I have amal to do, then accordingly Allah Ta'ala will open the way. So a person makes a niyat in the morning, and then more detailed intentions. Ya Allah, the things I will do today. Salawat takbir ula, in the first surf, my Quran tilawat at this time, dhikr at that time, amal at this time. He makes all the intentions, the positive. Then he makes the other intentions, what he will not do. Ya Allah, I will not abuse my eyes, bad nazri. I will not talk to ghair mahram women. I will take care of my heart. And all the other intentions, already he's getting the reward of doing it, and the intentions of saving himself from haram. So in the motions of coming to the masjid, we can make all these intentions, and they say, don't forget the niyat, especially for us. Allah Baqi has given tawfiq to come Fajr Salah. Allah Ta'ala keep us till maut, inshallah, and our progenies. As we are coming to the masjid in the morning, passing by the Muslim homes, Ya Allah, get them up also for Fajr namaz. Make this niyat. Ya Allah, make me a means of them also reading Fajr Salah wa Jamaat. Not that I pass the home and I feel no pain in my heart. How many homes are asleep right now for Fajr time? What is happening in the homes? The fires are burning already. Ya Allah, you make me that fireman that I can extinguish these fires in the homes by going to the homes and tapping the doors and getting them up for Fajr Salah. So all these niyats, and then they say to put a seal on it. What is the seal? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We make the intentions and then we say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, no might, no strength in the universe to do any good, to refrain from any evil besides from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you make it happen for me. And a person, as he makes his intentions daily, the women folk also, we've got so much work to do, the children and the clothing and the cooking. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Tawfiq is only from Allah. Allah will make it happen. So we move off everything from ourselves and we move it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will say, as you made niyat, I will treat you accordingly. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.